Dom Giordano, Breaking the News: A Masterpiece, Insightful, Really Does Break New Ground. By Robert Krajicek on May 26, 2021. Dom Giordano applauded Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe's Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption on Wednesday as a masterpiece revealing the business model of news media corruption. Giordano interviewed Marlowe on his eponymous radio show about Breaking the News. He commended the book for original research in revealing Apple co-founder Steve Jobs' widow and billionaire heiress, Lauren Powell Jobs, as the new Soros of the partisan Democrat and left-wing news media apparatus. Giordano said Lauren Powell Jobs' influence across the news media is not matched by her relative obscurity among the public. Breaking the News breaks new ground, particularly. One of the things that jumped out of me is the new Soros, if you will, of the media, somebody whose name you probably haven't heard before as a major player in exactly these things that we're talking, Giordano remarked. Marlowe highlighted the dearth of information about Lauren Powell Jobs across the news media. One of the unbelievable bombshells that I uncovered while researching is I found this shadowy figure who seems to be the centerpiece of so much of the establishment media's machinations, and the way it connects to the Democrat Party, he said. It's a woman named Lauren Powell Jobs, who is the widow of Steve Jobs. And if you look at her up online, there is not much. But she'll usually be described as a philanthropist or as a woman in tech. He continued, I don't really know she's done in tech other than inherit a bunch of money from technology companies Steve Jobs founded. Apple and Pixar, so when he passed away when he was only in his 50s, she was left with a bunch of money. What she's been doing with that money, is funding. Basically every corner of the establishment media, and this includes the activist media. News media properties owned by Lauren Powell Jobs coordinate with Synergy to advance an agenda and promote candidates across different targeted audiences, Marlowe explained. He remarked, the Democrats are controlled by an oligopoly of people who manipulate our media, and that's the case I'm making in the book. Giordano described Breaking the News as a reference guide to news media corruption beyond mere opinions while delivering insights into conflicts of interest and financial drivers of the industry's deception. People have to understand, these things are formulaic, Giordano said. Some people, they get it, the bias in the media, but this book takes it to a different level. It's not just personal bias. It's an actual business model. He concluded, for talk radio listeners, and for me, this is just a masterwork, Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. I love how buttoned up it is, how insightful it is, and how much fun it is. It is really a masterpiece.